My brothers in Christ, so today we joyfully celebrate the greatest of all the mysteries of the Catholic faith, the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, of one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. So the Blessed Trinity is actually a mystery. Is far beyond all like human understanding and perception. So that is why we say even Saint Paul exclaims in his epistle, "Oh, the depth of riches of the wisdom and of knowledge of God, how incomprehensible are his judgment, and how unsearchable his ways." So it's a mystery far beyond our human understanding and perception. So usually in the theology course, in the seminary, when we are studying about the Holy Trinity, the priest and the professor, the teacher asks, "Are you understanding what I'm saying?" And usually we say, "Sorry, I don't understand anything." And the father says, "Thank you for your honesty." Well, for sure, we cannot understand the deep mysteries of God. But anyways, the Holy Trinity is a worthy object of our faith. And it is not impossible to believe in the Holy Trinity. It is because it's a gift from God to us. God reveals himself to us through Jesus Christ. And only through Jesus Christ we know God, we know the triune God. God is one, but only at the same time in three divine persons, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And also, you see, Jesus Christ, by commanding the apostle, go to teach and to baptize people in the form and in the names of the Blessed Trinity, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So that is why we have the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. And also we see the faith in the Blessed Trinity makes our Catholic faith unique and distinctive from all other religions. Even the religions, it claims itself like a monotheistic religion, like Judaism. And even we say like Islamism. But, even both Judaism and Islamism, for the church, we believe the church is not the true religion. It's a false religion. So that is why the church never ceases praying for the conversions of the Jewish people and of every people to the Catholic faith. Judaism, once, like in the Old Testament, they are God chosen by God, but they are chosen by God to be the people of God, to expect here, to wait for the coming of the Messiah, the Redeemer, the Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a preparation for the Christianism. But they do not really deny the rejection, so they keep remain and stay away from believing in Jesus Christ. So that's why they are wrong. They have to reject, give up their wrong conviction, to convert and to believe in Jesus Christ. So that we say the Holy Trinity is the core belief of our religions. But the thing I want to move to the next part is, you may ask, what are the reasons for the church to celebrate the mystery of the Holy Trinity on the first Sunday after Pentecost, today. So there are at least three main reasons for the church doing that. So the first one is that the Feast of Holy Trinity is regarded as a finale to all the preceding feasts. All three persons of the Blessed Trinity contributed and shared in the work of redemption. The Father sent His only Son to earth, and the Father called us to faith, to the true faith. And the Son, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, became man and died for us and made us the children of God. And after Christ's ascension into heaven, the Holy Ghost became our leader, our teacher, our guide, and our consoler. So that is why we celebrate today, the feast here. Is a synthesis of Christmas, Epiphany, Easter, Ascension, and Pentecost. That's why the Holy Trinity is a synthesis of all Christmas, Epiphany, Easter, Ascension, and Pentecost. And also the second one is that through the celebration of the Blessed Trinity on the first Sunday after Pentecost, the Church, on the one hand, wants to express her gratitude over all the blessing of the Christmas and Paschal seasons. All the blessing of the Christmas and Paschal seasons. And on the other, to remind us that every Sunday from today to Advent is sanctified and honored and consecrated through the Blessed Trinity. And also every Sunday is devoted to honor the Most Holy Trinity. So that is why we see, unless a solemnity falls on Sunday, the preface of the Blessed Holy Trinity is set on every Sunday Mass. So every Sunday Mass from now until Advent, the preface in the Mass is said from the Blessed Trinity. So every Sunday is for the honors of the Blessed Trinity. And also the last reason is that the long season from after Pentecost until Advent represents our long earthly journey to heaven. The whole our life on our earthly pilgrimage to heaven. So by fixing the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity at the beginning of this season, the Church wants to tell us that our whole life here on earth is placed under the loving care of the Holy Trinity. Under the loving care of the Holy Trinity. And the Trinity is so overwhelming in the life and activity of the Church that you see every sacrament, every administration of sacraments, every blessing of person and of things, and every prayer is made and performed under and in the name of the Holy Trinity. So we see everything, every sphere of our life under the loving cares and made possible by the Most Holy Trinity. So to celebrate the Feast of Holy Trinity, a mystery seems very like far beyond our understanding and perception, but at the same time very, very intimate and close to our daily life, the life of the Church, and the life of each one of us also. So So let us be, you know, every day, many times during the day, we mention and we pray to the Holy Trinity. For example, every time we make the sign of the cross and we pray the Holy Rosary, we say, glory be. So many, many times during the day, we mention and we pray the glory of the Most Holy Trinity. So the thing, let us doing that more conscious, yeah, more focused, more attentive, and more pious, yeah, and conscious of what we are doing, yeah. So that every time we mention, even the most simple way, the making of the sign of the cross, is a profound profession of our faith in the Most Holy Trinity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.